Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, The Raising of the Dead. Now, you heard of Jesus raising people from the dead in my last story, but not only Jesus, but also other people in the Bible. In the book of Acts, there's Peter, one of Jesus' closest disciples, who brought the saint by the name of Dorcas back from the dead. Next stop, Joppa. In the city of Joppa was a well-known disciple of Jesus. Her name was Dorcas. She was a lady filled with deeds of kindness and was a very generous person, continually serving the community. The saints living in Joppa were taken back when Dorcas became very ill and suddenly died. It was a time for the entire community to grieve. Her body was cleansed and placed in a coffin in a second-story home. Now, Peter was traveling in the area, not far from Joppa. The disciples sent word to Peter to come to Joppa immediately. Well, Peter did not delay. Arriving at the second-story home, Peter found a number of widows weeping and crying and showing off all of the beautiful clothes that Dorcas had made for them with their own hands. Peter asked that they be left alone and that they clear the room so it was just him and the body of Dorcas. Peter reverently knelt down next to the coffin and prayed to God to move his hand to restore the life force in Dorcas. After some time in prayer, he stood up with confidence and said, "Dorcas, arise." Dorcas opened her eyes and saw Peter standing over her. With a hand, Peter helped her up and walked her downstairs and presented her to all the saints attending her funeral. It was a joyous funeral with many in the city coming to believe in Jesus Christ because of her testimony and the resurrection of Dorcas. Peter stayed in Joppa for quite some time with a tanner named Simon. Oh, but that's another story. Dorcas was a well-known person in the city of Joppa. From what I can piece together, her death and resurrection was quite an event, one that resonated through the entire city. Because of her testimony and witness, many came to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Next, Jesus says, "He's just sleeping." I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.